We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship, Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield's Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Boy, there was drama on the field, certainly, and now there's drama off the field for the Oklahoma Sooners. In the Red River Showdown, and Oklahoma and Texas have provided us with some great games in recent memory. Since 2014, going back 9 showdowns between these two teams, 8 of the 9 have been decided by one possession. It's amazing. Oklahoma has won 7 of the last 9. And this one, it was all Texas. They were in the driver's seat. They were up 41-23 late in the third quarter. Spencer Rattler benched. Caleb Williams comes on and dazzles and makes it a game midway through the fourth quarter.
Williams shotgun snap, straight drop, 4-man rush. They pick it up. Looking deep, steps up in the pocket, going to wing it for the end zone for Mims. He comes back for it. He caught it! Isn't it in? Touchdown! Oh, mama!
Toby Rowland. Rattler comes back in the game. They've got to try to tie it up.
Shotgun, Rattler sends Stoops in motion. Snap, Rattler rolls right. Looking, throws, end zone, caught! Stoops!
And then they went up on top. Kennedy Brooks with an 18-yard run. That happened 15 seconds later, 48-41. Things are hopping, but then Casey Thompson, cool, collected sixth play, 60 yards in a minute 32 for the Longhorns.
Snap back to Thompson with some time. Looking, wafts it deep for Worthy to the end zone. He caught it! Xavier Worthy, touchdown, Texas! Worthy with a huge catch, and the Longhorns are an extra point away from tying the score.
That's Craig Way. And so I'm thinking, all right, good chance we're going to overtime again. Now I'm thinking, well, how many overtimes are we going to have this year? That was not the case. Pretty much a walk-off touchdown.
Williams in the shotgun, Stoops in motion. Direct snap, Brooks fakes the pitch, bounces it outside. He's to the 30, he's to the 25, he's to the 20.
He's right. Toby's right. From the OU side of things, yeah, that may be the topper of them all. What a fun game. Not if you're a Longhorns fan. I get it. I get it. But listen, I'll tell you something, though. You have a lot to be encouraged about. A lot to be encouraged about. And we're going to talk more about the Longhorns and their big matchup with Oklahoma State. And, you know, surprisingly, Texas does really well. After this Red River Showdown, they come back and play well. We'll talk about their record on the week following their games against Oklahoma. But we've got to figure out this quarterback controversy with the Sooners. Lincoln Riley, not ready to say who's going to lead the charge. The website OUDaily.com said that they saw Williams taking the majority of reps with the first team and Rattler with the second. Rattler not at practice, took some time away from the game. Lincoln kind of explains it, says that he thinks Spencer is doing just fine.
He's doing, you know, considering the circumstances, he's doing well. It's not easy for a young guy. I mean, it's, you know, this guy gets painted a different way publicly than what he really is. And he's a great kid. He's worked his tail off here. He's been a really good player here. I have a ton of trust in him. And so he's doing well. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy competing at the level we do and being on kind of the stage and platform. And it's great when things are going good, but it also can make it tougher when something doesn't go your way. I think he's handled it well. We've had some good talks. I gave him the day off yesterday. I told him, get out of here. Don't come up here. We had a good talk. And I thought I wanted him just to refresh, recharge, and come back re-energized and ready to go today. And he came back today and had a great practice, just like I expected he would. Was bouncing around the practice field. So he's a great kid. He's working hard. Again, I have a ton of trust in him. And, you know, it's not – everybody thinks they want this, but it's not easy. And you know, it's what's good for me is I can the history with some of the guys that you know, I've been lucky enough to coach here. They've all had those types of moments, and not one of them that had just the, you know, nice, smooth, rosy ride to where they are now. There's always bumps in the road. There's always challenges, and you know, you've got to find ways to overcome them, and you got to rely on your support systems to do that. And you know, Spencer's going to do that, and he's going to be just fine. He's too good a player to not be very good as this thing goes on.
All right, so Lincoln is not tipping his hand as to who's going to start. We have an idea that it could be Caleb Williams, if you want to read into it a bit. But I think you got to go all the way back to fall camp, and this is where I think you kind of get into the quarterback controversy here. How well is Williams going to do? Let's assume he is going to play against TCU. Very tough defense. You know that Gary Patterson will have something dialed up for him. But the reason why this could be a controversy is early in the year, it was Spencer's job. I mean, Rattler had the job in fall camp.
We have competition at each spot, but I would say fall camp, it was, I'll say not close, but it was very clear that Spencer was the guy that was going to start the season. I don't think there was any doubt about that. So, and again, you know, I know how these things go, and everybody, you know, is going to remember what's most fresh on their mind. You know, a week ago, we were sitting up here talking about how well Spencer played, and you know, the other part of it is we got to remember, I think we are on a, I don't know what it is, 13, 14 game win streak right now, so the sky's not quite falling. So, you know, I think we keep it in perspective. You know, Spencer did not play his best early in the game the other day. Caleb came in and did a good job. Caleb wasn't perfect either. Did a good job. Spencer did a great job coming in on the two-point play. You know, for me, I feel like I have two really good players, and I feel like I don't see it as a problem. I don't see it as an issue. It's like, you know, you've got to choose between two great options, and it's a good position to be in. And I know both those kids will respond no matter what position they're in.
Well, listen, Lincoln benched Spencer. He's done it before, and he responded. He responded in that Texas game. He responded after that. But is this year now a little different? You know, his dad is saying, you know, listen, he's on board, but we're going to see where things are at. His mind might be somewhere else. And Lincoln's right. You know, Caleb, there were a lot of things that need to be fixed coming in the first game. Listen, he was huge, 212 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah, that's fresh on the mind. He's still 16 of 25. So does he get Spencer's mind right? Does he get what he truly needs out of Caleb Williams? And what happens if one of these guys decides to bail and go to the transfer portal? I love the way that Lincoln Riley handles these things with his players, not just at the quarterback position, but anywhere on the team. But he's confident that both of them are in this for this season. He's got them both. He hasn't lost them. And I love his approach.
Listen, there's never any guarantees. I mean, you can't predict the future, but I would fully expect to have both those guys the entire season. I would. Again, I know there's never 100%, but I think both those guys are pretty committed to this football team. I think it's a factor. I mean, I think as you plan long term, it is. I think, you know, what we've tried to preach with our guys, especially in the middle of the season. I mean, one is your commitment level to this place. And then, you know, these opportunities pop up, I mean, so often. And I mean, there's so many examples through the years of, you know, maybe a guy, I mean, we've talked about it in here some, like Marquise his first year. And I mean, there's I could go through 50 guys right now of guys that maybe opportunity didn't show. And then all of a sudden, bam, here you go. But I think our point to these guys has been, as this question has been brought up, I'm not talking about the quarterbacks, just the team in general, has been, you know, what is the advantage for leaving midseason? You know, I mean, to me, if you're wanting to leave and go search for another opportunity, then that's fine, but you're going to leave, you're going to go to nowhere. All right, you can't practice football on your own. You can train and do all that, but you can't actually practice football by yourself. So here you could be sharpening your skills, helping the team, and maybe an opportunity pops up here and bam, you're ready. And if it doesn't, all you've done is make yourself more marketable and more ready for the next stop. And then the other thing I've told these guys, I've been honest about it, and I get maybe other coaches don't, not everybody feels this way, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but I can tell you personally, if I'm looking at a guy that's a potential transfer incoming here, and that guy quit on his team midseason, unless there's a extenuating circumstance, I'm going to have a hard time taking him. And I think a lot of other coaches would echo that as well. So, I mean, because the question in your mind comes up, well, if he did it there, why wouldn't he do it here with us? And so I think this guy's got to have some perspective on it and some patience. And then I think at the end of the season, you sit down, have reasonable discussions with these guys, their families, and try to figure out the best route for everybody.
It's pretty level-headed. pretty level-headed, and I think Spencer Rattler will keep this pretty level-headed as well. And I think that Oklahoma will have the commitment. So what will happen Saturday at 6:30 on ABC when they take on TCU? Not sure. But looking at that game, though, from TCU's standpoint, they're going to have to prepare for each quarterback, pay attention to both. Even if they're leaning one way, even if they think it's going to be Caleb, he's still got to be ready. Spencer Rattler could get in the game. In fact, Barry Trammell asked Lincoln Riley that. He said, why don't you just play both quarterbacks?
I guess to my core, I'm not in favor of it, but I don't want to, just because it's maybe something that I don't deep down really believe in, I don't know that I'd ever take it off the table if I felt like it could help our team. But it's, I guess at the surface, it's not something I would want to have, but I could never know. I could stand up here and say, heck no, and then we go do it on Saturday. So we'll just see how it evolves. Yeah. You know, I think the rhythm is tough. I mean, I think there's some challenges there just with the rhythm of the game, seeing things. I've always believed sometimes that it's more, you know, similar to kind of what happened 2 years ago in the Texas game where, you know, at the starter, you feel
all
like
right, let's stop that because he's not playing both. He's not by design. Let me get to, because I got to take a break, but let me get to, because we've got Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. He's our guest on Big 12 this week. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I do have to talk about TCU. They had a big game, 52-31 over Texas Tech. Max Duggan threw the ball 10 times. That's it, 8 of 10. Didn't need to, though. The run game was incredible. Zach Evans carried 17 times, 143 yards. He was averaging 8.4 yards per carry. And then Kendre Miller just went crazy. 3 touchdowns on 12 carries for 185 yards. He averaged 15.4 yards per carry.
Avila is in at center. McMillan is shifted to the right guard spot. Snap comes back. Give it right up the middle. Miller, first down and more. Down to the 25, to the 20. Corner left, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kendre Miller scores. Miller with a big hole left. Takes it across the 30, 35, 40. Kendre sprint. Down the left-hand sideline, 40. Down to the 30. They won't catch him. Here goes Kendre to the 10, 5. Touchdown, TCU. 75-yard spread for Kendre Miller. Receiver to the right. Miller's going to get the carry up the middle. Breaks a tackle, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. That might put it away with 4:51 to go.
That's pretty impressive. Brian Estridge with the calls there. Kendre Miller, huge game for TCU. He and Evans will have to be big this Saturday night if they want a chance against Oklahoma. So coming up, our can't-miss game of the week, which will feature undefeated Oklahoma State at Texas, and we'll talk about how Texas rebounds and how well they play after games against Oklahoma. And we'll find out about this defense, not too shabby, from Oklahoma State. So Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys, will join us next here on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome into Big 12 this week, the first of 5 Big 12 games this weekend as 4 of our teams come off a bye week. Oklahoma State at Texas, and it's our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And to talk about this matchup, Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Dave, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
You put a lot of pressure on me. This is the can't miss game of the week. So if I make a mistake, what happens? Do I get like, do I have to like go to the corner and stand or something? How does this work? I'm a little concerned.
You know, I don't know. I've never thought about that. I really haven't.
Well, I'm the only fool that would think of it. So no big surprise.
I know. Well, it probably falls on me. If I pick the can't miss game of the week and it turns out to be a dud, then maybe. But I don't think it will be this week.
No. I don't either. I think this has got a lot of octane to it. And for Oklahoma State, these next two games, they'll find out exactly where they stand, Bill. You know, at Texas, at Iowa State, two really hard road games. I mean, they will very clearly get an idea of just how good they can be.
Yeah, and I was going to talk to you about that. Because I know each team – they're only looking at, you know, this week getting, you know, to 1-0. But for us who aren't playing the game or game planning, we can certainly look ahead because the schedule does change and certainly would be favorable, it would seem, after these next 2 weeks. But these 2 weeks, Do they have to win both? Can they go 1-1 to kind of set themselves up to be in that Big 12 title game?
I think they could go 1-1 and have a pretty good chance still to make the championship game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, two losses, I think, could easily get someone into the Big 12 championship game, and then you may fall into some tiebreakers and things of that nature. But so I don't think it's an absolute must if they want to get to the championship game. If they have aspirations beyond that, which would obviously be the college football playoff, then you probably better win the next two. And the reality is, if you're going to make the playoff in Oklahoma State's shoes, you would have to win all of them. Is it realistic for this team to think in terms of the playoff? I guess until somebody beats them, it is. And as good as their defense is playing, I suppose, why not? You know, offensively, they'll have to continue to get better if they're going to have a chance to make the playoff. But, you know, at this point in time, as you said, it's, you know, just try to keep checking them off in the win column. But these next 2 weeks are important, and nothing else, just to get a measuring stick.
Dave Hunziker is the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. So I looked at this. I think my numbers were right because I've kind of rushed through it earlier today. Texas is 8-2 in the previous 10 seasons, the game after playing Oklahoma. All right, does that make sense for everyone? Those two losses, Dave, have come against the Cowboys, 2011 and 2017, and those were also ranked OSU teams. So how much does coming out of a bye week for the Cowboys help them even more as Texas enters this game out of the Red River Showdown?
It's hard to know, and it's hard to know where Texas is mentally. You know, after blowing the big lead against Oklahoma, is an advantage, is it a disadvantage? I mean, who really knows? For Oklahoma State, I do think the bye week came at a good time, because Oklahoma State was, they played so many close games. I mean, all their games have been close, Bill. They haven't blown anybody out. I mean, the Cowboys had to fight till the end to beat FCS Missouri State in the opener, and had to rally from way behind to beat Boise on the road. So the games have not been easy. And there have been some injured Cowboys that will be coming back now, starting defensive end Brock Martin being one, and backup running back Desmond Jackson is another. But I think it came at a good time for Oklahoma State. As far as how it impacts the game against Texas, Texas coming out of the game against Oklahoma, I mean, it's really hard to tell, you know, how that will unfold. But as far as Oklahoma State is concerned, you know, having a week off came at a pretty good time.
You talked about Texas's mentality coming into this game, and you talked about the close margins for the 5-0 Cowboys. I think their biggest margin of victory was just 11 points. The only team in the Big 12 outside of Kansas that hasn't had at least one win of 20 or more points. So what does that say about the guts and the toughness of this Oklahoma State team to be able to win close games week in and week out?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's just, you know, your defense has been really, really good. And even against Baylor, when Oklahoma State was -3 in turnovers, they managed to win the game and they won it by 10 points. It's only the third time since Coach Gundy's been head coach, and that goes back to 2005, that Oklahoma State's won a game -3 in turnovers. They beat Colorado on a Thursday night in Stillwater in 2009 and beat a top 10 West Virginia team here in Stillwater in 2018 when they were -3 in turnovers. But I think it says something about the culture. You know, Coach Gundy talks about the culture of the program, that, you know, you have good guys, you have guys that have really bonded together as far as a team is concerned. And, you know, the defense has had a lot put on it, but they have been able to stand up and make plays at every single critical juncture. And again, I think it speaks to the team chemistry, but I also think it just says a lot about how good the defense has been. And also, a little under the radar as far as this is concerned, Pro Football Focus says Oklahoma State's special teams unit is the best in the Big 12 and by some margin. So that always comes into play when you win close games.
Oh, absolutely. Oklahoma State at Texas is our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Dave, you talked about getting some help on the defensive line at end. Texas tweaking their offensive line. They had trouble up front with Oklahoma's pass rush. How can OSU's defensive front exploit what may be a weak spot here for Texas, and that being the offensive line?
Well, in Oklahoma State's, you know, defensive line, one thing they do is they rotate a lot of guys in and out, so they constantly have fresh guys in the game. I think the highest play volume per game among the defensive linemen is maybe 30, 35 snaps, which really isn't very many. So they have fresh guys out there all the time. And, you know, the thing about it is, though, Texas has really been a good rushing football team with Bijan Robinson, one of the top rushers in the country. He's had a fantastic year. They're 11th in the country in rushing. Now, they struggled, as you said, against Oklahoma, especially in protection. But in the second half, they only rushed, I think it was for 27 yards on 12 attempts. So things certainly changed in the second half after, you know, Texas got off to an unbelievably hot start. But, you know, I think just looking at this game, a team that's able to rush the ball effectively is a team that wins. I think both teams, though, to do that will have to show the ability to throw the ball downfield or at least do some things in the pass game. So that part of it's really interesting to me.
There are only four running backs in the Big 12 averaging over 100 yards per game, and we'll see two of them this weekend in Austin. Robinson at 132 for Texas, and then OSU's Jaylen Warren, 102 yards per game. Talk a little bit about Oklahoma State's run game and why they've had so much success.
Well, it's vastly improved in the last, goodness, 3 weeks. It struggled early on, and then Jaylen Warren exploded onto the scene in the win at Boise when Oklahoma State fell behind. But the Cowboys, you know, basically no receiver experience whatsoever playing that game in Boise, and they managed to win. And they won because Jaylen Warren went for 218 yards. And he's had a lot of carries lately, Bill. The last three games, there's been 110 tailback carries by Cowboy running backs, and he has 95 of them. But he's, you know, he's been a great fit. He transferred in from Utah State. He's gained strength and speed since he's been here. And, you know, he sort of fits what Oklahoma State wants to do in the run game, the zone blocking schemes. He's been fantastic. And he's also been a good receiver out of the backfield. He has OSU's longest pass reception of the year on a screen pass against Kansas State that went for 52 yards. So he's versatile. He can do a lot of things. And he's had a lot of carries lately.
We'll take a break and come back with more as we continue our conversation with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, Oklahoma State at Texas, and Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys, joining us. Mike Gundy said earlier this week they have to stop running back Bijan Robinson. That was priority number one. You just can't run into him. You got to wrap him up, take him to the ground. Is OSU capable of doing that, sound fundamental tackling?
Well, they've been a pretty good tackling team, and I think that's an area where they could even get better. I mean, that's what the Pro Football Focus analytics also say, that while Oklahoma State's been really good defensively, they could probably take another jump forward as far as, their tackling is concerned. But they've been really good at stopping the run. It's been just about impossible for anybody to have any consistent success on the ground against them. They're only giving up 91 yards per game. And that's where the passing comes into play, because against Oklahoma State, if you can't defeat their press man coverage on the outside, they're going to have the extra guy and run support, and they've got you outnumbered. It makes it almost impossible to run the ball. So I think even for Texas, I think they'll have to show some success throwing it at some point to be able to run it consistently. Otherwise, it becomes a numbers game. In the advantage of Oklahoma State. So they've been really, really good. A big part of their run defense success, in my opinion, is their coverage. They have the top, not only do they have the top rushing defense in the Big 12, according to Pro Football Focus, they have the best pass coverage defense in the Big 12, according to Pro Football Focus. And those two things work hand in hand.
And a big test going up against Casey Thompson this week. I mean, you're going best on best. You look at the strong running game from Texas, what Casey has done at their quarterback position, but they haven't faced a defense as good as Oklahoma State. That's what makes this matchup so intriguing.
It does. I think Oklahoma, talent-wise up front, probably exceeds Oklahoma State. From a statistical standpoint, the Cowboys have been better. And that's another part of this, too. Oklahoma State brings pressure, especially in third down situations, but even in, somewhat ordinary down and distance situations, they'll bring a lot of pressure. How will Casey Thompson handle that? He certainly is a mobile quarterback, but that's another piece to this I'm interested to see. If the Cowboys bring heat, how will Texas respond to that? How will they handle that? And I think much like Oklahoma State's first two Big 12 opponents, Kansas State and Baylor, you'd better stay ahead of the chains against Oklahoma State, because if you get into third down, your opportunity for success is pretty limited. Cowboy opponents only converting about 29% of their third downs, top 15 in the country. And honestly, the last couple of games in conference play, they've been even better on third downs.
OSU head coach Mike Gundy said he does not want to get into a shootout with Texas. The way both of these two teams play, are they polar opposites?
Oh, I don't know if I would say that. In that both teams really like to rush the ball. I mean, Texas is about a 60% running team. Oklahoma State's about a 60% run team. Pace-wise, Texas probably would like to go a little bit faster than Oklahoma State. They've been more of a big play offense in Oklahoma State. So I don't know that they're complete opposites. Now, the Cowboys don't mind playing the snail game and playing slow. They did that at Boise. When they were so depleted, they just completely screwed the game down in the second half. There wasn't a point scored in the second half of that game. In fact, Oklahoma State still hasn't scored a point in the third quarter, yet they are 5-0 and ranked 12th in the country.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And I've asked you a lot about the Texas personnel as we focus on our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less. But who's sticking out for you on the Cowboys? Offensively, defensively, here's your chance to kind of brag on the team that you cover.
Well, Malcolm Rodriguez has been phenomenal again. You know, top seven in the country among active players in tackles. He's third nationally in tackles now and in the top 15 in solos. And he just brings down everybody that's in the area. I mean, he's just been fantastic again. He's two-time second team all Big 12. Maybe he can jump to first team all Big 12 this year. He was a known entity going into the season, and he has not disappointed. He's a little undersized, really, at 5'11", you know, 225, 230, but he has just been fantastic again, and he's the anchor of the defense.
It will be a good one. Oklahoma State and their defense will try to shut down Texas, and implications perhaps on the Big 12 championship game. I mean, this one, if Oklahoma State wins this, they is it safe to say that they maybe knock one of the teams out of their way, being Texas? Do they put Texas too far behind?
Well, they put Texas in a tough spot, that's for sure. You know, it's probably early to get into elimination games just yet, but we're getting to that point, so it would certainly put Texas in a hard spot. And Texas still has some challenging games ahead. So it's, yes, it would put Texas in a challenging position for sure.
Dave Hunziker joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, previewing Oklahoma State at Texas, 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. Dave, as always, thanks for joining us. You always provide great insight on the Cowboys and an exciting start for OSU this season.
It's been fun. We'll see what the next 2 weeks brings.
Stick around. We've got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. You can download the show as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. I bet if you type in Big 12 this week, you'll find it. And then subscribe. You know, I think I made a mistake when I introduced Dave Hunziker back in our second segment of the show. I think I said we had five conference games this week. West Virginia has the week off. I think what threw me off is that Baylor is taking on BYU, and I think I jumped the gun and just threw BYU right into the conference. I really do, and I was looking at the schedule. The schedule this week, of course, we've got the can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com. Number 12, Oklahoma State at number 25, Texas. That game will be on Fox, 11 a.m. Central. And then we've got the future Big 12 matchup, BYU at Baylor. That'll be a 2:30 in a series that is tied up at 1-1. And the last time these teams met, back in 1984. Then Texas Tech is at Kansas. That'll be on Big 12 Now, a 3 p.m. Central kick. Iowa State at Kansas State, ESPN2 at 6:30. And then TCU at number 4, Oklahoma on ABC at 6:30. So that's where I messed up. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are two of just 13 teams that remain undefeated on the season. OU's 14-game win streak leads the nation. Oklahoma State has a modest 7-game win streak. They're fifth. And it's time now for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, House Rules, Zest I Ever Had, the four flavors. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing your Big 12 weekend hard. Drink responsibly. And as I mentioned, Making It Look Natural. It's our Player of the Week honors. And I've got to go with Gary Bohannon of the Baylor Bears. And here's why. 18 of 29, 336 yards, and four touchdowns. And this is coming from a quarterback in an offense that likes to run the football. I thought Gary was outstanding in the win over West Virginia, making it look natural.
How about Jalen Ellis in there? Oh. And receiver, here's a pass to Tyquan Thornton. He's in midfield. He is running for the end zone. Tyquan Thornton, 75-yard touchdown reception on the second play from scrimmage today. Straight eye behind Bohannon, shows the ball. Way into the end zone. Wide open catch for a touchdown. Great play action fake, and Ben Smims on the receiving end for the Bears.
John Morris, Gary Bohannon, making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer, crashing the party hard. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Back here on Big 12 This Week as we wrap things up. bring in my good friend Todd Lebo, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I haven't had you on in a while, so I appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Football season's heating up now, for sure.
Yeah. The big win. What a crazy finish for Oklahoma. I just want to get your thoughts on the Sooners. Is there anyone in the league that can catch them, that can touch them during the regular season? Are they on pace to repeat as Big 12 champs?
Well, they're on pace to repeat, but they haven't blown anyone out. So I think they're in everyone's radar, right? And it was an amazing win to come back from 21 down against Texas, who it looks like a very improved football team. But, you know, Iowa State looked like they kind of got right in their last game. They were playing Kansas. Oklahoma State continues to find ways to win games as well. So there's plenty of battles out there for Oklahoma. They haven't shown like they're going to just roll over anyone. Every week's going to be a battle for them, and I think it's a pretty close race in the Big 12 at this point.
How difficult is it for the coaching staff and then even for the players that come in? Year to year, you get guys to transfer, new players. You come into a program like Oklahoma and the expectation to win and to win the Big 12 and to do it year in, year out, to be able to keep that focus when that target gets bigger and bigger every season and every game. It's remarkable.
Yeah. It is pretty crazy. It reminds you of that big streak that Kansas had in basketball with so many different players rolling through, right? So it's not like you're building a some sort of a dynasty in football in, you know, the NFL or something where you can sign these guys forever. You've got different people all the time. And you look back at what Oklahoma's done with the different quarterbacks. You know, they've had, you know, Baker Mayfield was there for 3 years, but then it was, here's Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts. And, Spencer Rattler. Now, is it Spencer Rattler or Caleb Williams? Who knows what's going to happen? It's pretty amazing that they've been able to kind of maintain that excellence. But the reason they do it is they generally find a way to win these really close games because they haven't beaten everybody by 50 points these last 6 years or whatever it is. There's a whole lot of dogfights in there, and they haven't won them all. You know, K-State got them a couple of times in a row. Iowa State's gotten them a couple of times in this streak here, and you know, they certainly lost to Texas their fair share, but they find a way to kind of just grind and win those really close games, and that has a lot to do with the belief in the system and the program. And I guess that starts at the top with Lincoln Riley, because, you know, down at halftime, you know, I saw some of the stuff he said after the game on Saturday was, you know, in the locker room they didn't feel like they were beat, and that's a program deal right there, that you keep that attitude going. Well,
Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB out of Kansas City joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We go from the top of the standings to near the bottom. Kind of surprised to look that Kansas isn't at the bottom just because West Virginia's 0-3. But Kansas and Kansas State, both 0-2, and I know those fan bases are going to be mad at me for lumping them together in the same segment. But, Todd, what's the vibe you're getting in Kansas City from Jayhawks and Wildcat fans as to how the season's been going?
Jayhawk fans are ready for basketball. That's how that generally goes. I think they still do have a good choice at coach in Lance Leipold. It's going to be a rough year for him. It really is going to be a rough year for him. I don't think they're going to win another game this year because, as you mentioned, like West Virginia is in last place, but West Virginia – almost won at Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
You know, and they lost a last second game to Texas Tech. So they've been on that, boy, we just can't finish the game run when they, and that's a bad thing for your program too, if you can't win the close games. But Kansas fans are ready for basketball. They're trying to get through this thing. I don't think they're going to win a game. It's going to be really tough for them to do that. K-State, on the other hand, you know, once again, fought really hard against Oklahoma and didn't get the job done. They've got their hands full this week. Iowa State's obviously a very good team, and Iowa State beat them down really bad last year. And Kansas State was not at full strength for sure when they went up and played this game. Skylar Thompson is as gutty as they come. He came back and performed well against Oklahoma. They did not have enough to get it done in the end. But, you know, their season's not over yet. They've got a lot ahead of them because they've played Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That's their two losses, and that's the two undefeated teams. We all knew their schedule was going to be tough out of the chute. And once they got through this week against Iowa State, then you're done with those top three teams, really. And then we'll see if they can make some hay after that. But it's certainly not the way they wanted this season to go at this point, going 0-2 in the league. But they've got certainly a brighter future for this year than the Kansas Jayhawks do.
Glad to be able to spend a few minutes with you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Call anytime.
Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll have more next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Wow, I ran out of time. Hey, I'm Bill Pollack. Appreciate you listening. Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper play sets. Pepper Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.